Welcome to Meetaki's English Service. This is the time where we call it testimony time, but really it's a time to share our joys, share our burdens, share what lessons God has been bringing to our lives, share our prayer requests. So if there's anything you'd like to share with the church body, we'd love to carry some of your burdens, and we'd love to rejoice as you rejoice, and we'd love to pray for you as you pray.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. Thanks to your patient prayers, and thanks to His grace, our son Ichiro and our daughter-in-law Aya and our grandson Eito were brought back safely and soundly to Hiroshima in spite of the then approaching powerful typhoon number 10. And they had been so kindly and generously treated by the local people in Philadelphia, America, USA, for 2.5 years, for Ichiro, and for 2 years for Aya and Eito. They hated, they really hated to leave that city or, I don't know, region. And I believe that the seeds kindly planted.
Our helper in the store, Takahashi-san. She, her husband, her daughter was supposed to get it results for her test for the colon cancer. And praise the Lord, it was clean. It's nothing to worry about. And her husband, she came to tell me in the week, on Monday, and I said, we're praying for you. And she said, thank you for the prayer, because they found that her husband has the veins, the arteries are smaller. So if they would have operated, he would have died. But they found out before, so they're going to do a treatment to expand the veins, and then he don't need the operation. So this week, they're going to do that on his arteries. They found two places on the arteries they need to expand, because otherwise he will have a stroke. But she say thank you, and that they found that before he was operated. So just continue praying for her and her family, and for our store. Thank you. And remember Jim, Ronald, the family is traveling to Australia. They're all leaving today, I think, or I don't know if they left yesterday, but today. So remember that. Thank you. You are.
My name is Tim. We don't usually put on the spot, but I met Sam. He's sitting in the back over here. Would you like to introduce yourself here, Sam? He's okay. Could you tell us where you're from and how you found out about Meetaki? What are you doing in Hiroshima? How did you come here? How did you find out about? Oh, okay. Thank you for coming. I always take this chance to share prayer requests about our son, Micah. No real change. My wife is going to try to see him in a couple of weeks. She has to go back to the Kansai, September 14th, I think, and then through the weekend, and she'll try to see him again. He's got an expired driver's license that if he doesn't renew it by November, if you don't renew it within 6 weeks of expiration, then you have to go through the whole process all over again. So she's trying to get him to do that. But it's just part of his overall problem of kind of dropping out of society. And we're just praying that, you know, God will work in his heart to touch him and to bring him back into a understanding of, you know, what God wants for his life, that this is not the life God wants for him. So we just ask your continued prayers for our son, Micah. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. Thank you all for your prayers. We were not here last week. I took my summer vacation to visit our friend in Narita, who used to work with me here in Hiroshima, but he moved with his family. So that's where we were for 1 week. We came back yesterday, and God has taken care of us, and we are happy that we are fine through the time, and we had good time with them. But then something happened. We get to my house 9:30 at night, and I cannot find my key. I have nothing to do. I call my neighbor, who's always accommodating Joyce, and she tells me, unfortunately, we are not here. We've gone to spend the weekend at my father-in-law's house, so find somewhere you can spend. And I call Mariko Sensei, and we come to Smilecan, and I haven't found the key yet. I don't know where I dropped it, but I thank God this kind of disruptions happen. I listen to the testimonies here of this kind of things that disrupt us, and we wonder why such things happen, but then God wants to show us his goodness. I always remember their testimony of what happened to Lord Will and how Cindy struggled. So when I think about such a thing, I take it for good. Of course, I was a bit stressed yesterday because we are so tired. The journey is so long. And then you just get to the door and you realize you didn't check where your key is and you cannot find it and we have to take the train back. And it just happens that the same train that dropped us already went and came back. And so I'm sure the driver is wondering, what's wrong with these people? They just went home with their luggage. Where are they going to again? You know, but I wonder if she cares. She was a female driver. So we thank God for that. Please pray for us. I've called several places to inquire if we could have dropped. They didn't see it. I will ask at the station of the train which we use, and if not, we'll try to find help by the people who open the doors. But I know it shall be well. So thank you for your prayers, and God bless you.
I'm Kathy, and this is Roger. We are Brethren Volunteer Service volunteers here to host World Friendship Center in Hiroshima, which introduces many people to Hibakusha, and also offers guided tours at the Peace Park. So we're just beginning our 2 years here, and I found you online looking for English-speaking church.